I'm Scott Hayes. I'm the current chairman of the Missouri Pork Association. Our operation is based out of Monroe City, Missouri.
Scott, how important is this to be recognized in the form of a proclamation for October being Pork Month?
We always appreciate the governor recognizing the pork industry and its importance to the state. Agriculture is the number one industry in the state and the largest employer in the state when you factor in all the jobs that go along with agriculture. So we appreciate the governor recognizing that, pointing that out to the folks of Missouri.
Specifically, how important is the pork industry to Missouri?
Well, we think it's very important to Missouri. We provide 25,000 jobs. We put over $1 billion into the economy every year. And there's lots of things that go on past just the pork industry. We have two large processing plants now, lots of small processing plants. We also, we're the largest consumer of corn and soybean meal.
Let's talk about that specifically, because this is a dry year. What is the drought doing to pork producers?
Well, it's making it a real challenge. The heat this summer was hard on production. Pigs don't grow well in the heat. Can cause some reproductive issues as well. But the long-term or the main effect or long-term effect is going to be feed prices until the next harvest. So we're faced with this for another full year. Our feed costs have doubled in the last 6 months. We're trying to use alternatives, but those are priced right up there with corn and bean meal. Every time the commodity price moves, the byproduct market moves as well. Those folks understand marketing and know how to price their product.
So in relation to the hog market right now, those input costs, what are they doing to you? And again, how kind is the hog market being to you through all of this?
Well, it's we were looking at a pretty good year for pork production. The prices were at a level where we should have had a profitable year with this doubling in feed cost, which feed is 60% of our cost of production. So that has taken away our margin. We're seeing red ink again, which is unfortunate. Like I said, we were poised to have a profitable year. Hopefully it's a one-year thing. Hopefully, we have this situation corrected. But we will lose some producers. Nationally, we think 2% of the sow herd will go away, which means lower supplies for the world and eventually higher meat prices.
Of course, that's gonna be a boost to the market if we lose that many sows. So what is your outlook? How are you going to be able to go through this?
We're pretty comfortable personally. We did some things in the market that helped soften this blow. And I think going forward, real optimistic. We should have a scenario where we have lower production and lower feed cost. So if we can hang in there for a year, we could have some really profitable times ahead.
Very good. I appreciate that.